The eyes of Texas may be closing for good. The school song of the University of Texas at Austin is under scrutiny over its racist origins. And as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, many see it as a move long overdue.
At first blush, you might think this whole controversy began earlier this month when Texas football coach Tom Herman encouraged players to speak out in the aftermath of the police killings of George Floyd and others.
Now, more than any time in our society, I think is a great opportunity for the young people in our society to express themselves and not just express themselves for the sake of expressing themselves, but express themselves and take action that leads to positive change.
That is a big change in direction for most institutions. Often the messaging from student athletes is controlled with much power in the hands of the university athletic departments. Empowering student athletes to have a public say in what goes on around them is, well, different. Caden Stearns is a junior defensive back for the Longhorns.
I've been blessed to give in this platform and play at a university that has a huge platform. And to not use it to help society out and help my community, then that would be a failure to me personally, because it's bigger than football.
And as for the folks who say, shut up and play.
We're more than just people out there just banging our heads and hitting people. We got people who got beliefs and perspectives too. And so as athletes, I think we should use that to the fullest ability.
Last week, football players listed on social media changes they'd like to see, posted under the school slogan, "What starts here changes the world." There are physical changes they'd like to see, like changing names on buildings that were named for slaveholders or known segregationists. They want more diversity in statues and campus sculptures and more diverse artists commissioned to create them. They want the athletic department to donate 0.5% from football earnings to black organizations like Black Lives Matter. But at the end of the list was a change that is a little more emotional for UT fans and alumni. Athletes asked for the replacement of the Eyes of Texas. And if the song is not removed, they want the requirement that all players stand and sing it eliminated. This part left many people wondering, what could be controversial about the Eyes of Texas? And the answer goes back 120 years. The phrase, the Eyes of Texas, comes from former school president William Prather. He liked the way Confederate General Robert E. Lee would end his speeches with, "The eyes of the South are upon you," and began inserting Texas in the middle of that phrase. A student organization called the Texas Cowboys would put on minstrel shows in blackface, singing parodies of Prather's speeches to the tune of a popular folk song back then, "I've Been Working on the Railroad." That is how the school song was born. That origin story is not taught at new student orientation.
I see the song as that, something that people do without necessarily thinking.
Edmund T. Gordon is Associate Professor of African and African Diaspora Studies at the University of Texas. He put together the school's racial geography tour, a closer look at the architecture and how placement of buildings and statues were influenced by race and gender.
Now, that also means that I see us at the University of Texas and in society in general engaged in a whole bunch of behaviors that come from a past that we're not linking those behaviors to.
Gordon says whether people knew its origins or not, its roots are undeniable.
It also has other kinds of important meanings to people. And I don't think it can be reduced to any one thing, but it does have racial undertones.
You peel back further, and those tones start to make a chord. The melody Eyes was written to, "I've Been Working on the Railroad," is seen today mostly as a folk song for kids. That's not where it started. It was cribbed from Franz von Suppe's Poet and Peasant. Words were written to that melody and gained popularity in minstrel shows in the late 1800s and early 1900s. I've been working on the railroad, has seen many rewrites through the years, but the original lyrics, published in the 1890s, most often performed by white men in blackface, would shock most parents today who've included the Raffi version on their kids' playlist.
I couldn't even begin to fathom how many times I've played that song or have conducted that song. It's definitely in the thousands, you know.
This is former University of Texas student John Fleming. He studied music and in 1990 became the first African-American to lead the Longhorn Band as drum major. He did so for 2 years. He has since been active in the alumni band, so he knows the song, The Eyes of Texas, present and past. He says school songs are tricky.
Putting the whole racist beginnings aside for a minute, to me, a school song is very much like a organization's mission statement. And the song, I think, musically, the way that it's been arranged and the way that it's been performed carries a lot of weight.
He sees the conflict. Is that musical weight, the sense memories and meanings associated with it today, enough to counter the pull of its origins? A question he's been wrestling with since taking the field with the band at Texas.
I'm a black man standing in a white uniform leading all of these people in a song that I'm not sure that I'm pretty sure I'm not happy with, knowing what I know about it, and no one's talking about it.
It appears now they are. The social posts by the Texas athletes have spurred a number of conversations online. More importantly, UT's interim president Jay Hartzell said Monday that he is scheduling conversations with students, including leaders of black student organizations and student athletes, as well as other community members, to hear their concerns and ideas directly. The athletes say that they will not participate in recruiting players or helping with fundraisers until the university and athletic department make the campus more comfortable and inclusive for its black community.
I'm Jimmy Moss for the Texas Standard.